I'm stuck. And it sucks. How many times have we thought that? No one likes being stuck. No one likes feeling the frustration. Sometimes being stuck slows us down as we move toward a goal. Other times, it can stop us in our tracks. In some cases, it's annoying. In others, it's a matter of life and death. When Natalie came for her equine-guided education session with Carrie the horse and me, she was worried about her daughter's safety as well as her own. A few years earlier, Natalie had been a single mom longing for a relationship. But with her busy work schedule and taking care of her daughter, she didn't have many opportunities to meet men. One day, Natalie stayed home from work to accept a delivery of new furniture. She was surprised to find herself attracted to the man who delivered it. They struck up a friendly conversation, and before he left, he asked Natalie out on a date. Their romance blossomed, and a year later, they were married. After a year of marriage, with the stability of two incomes, Natalie used her savings for the down payment on a house. Life was great. For a while. As time moved on, Natalie's husband, Bob, began to assert himself in the discipline of her daughter, Paige. Bob's way of disciplining was harsher than hers, but Natalie figured it was normal for a mom to be softer, and she was glad that Bob was participating in parenting, even though he was a new stepfather. It was important to Natalie for Paige to have a father figure in her life. One morning, 12-year-old Paige made breakfast for herself. She used the last of the butter on the butter dish, so she added a new stick. Bob was furious because Paige had not washed the dish before adding new butter, and he spanked her with a belt. Natalie felt Bob's punishment was excessive. When she tried to talk to him about it, he became defensive and aggressive. Natalie started to become concerned for her daughter and the impact of Bob's harshness. Then Natalie started noticing other things about Bob's behavior that worried her, like his possessiveness and the fact that he was always checking up on her. But Natalie loved Bob, and she was happy to be in a relationship with him. They had a nice life together and a beautiful home, something she never thought she could have on her own. A few weeks went by, and something horrible happened. One of Bob's motorcycle friends killed his wife. And after being chased by the police, he used the gun on himself. This situation alarmed Natalie. She knew that Bob was a gun collector. He had a safe full of handguns and rifles. Would Bob be capable of the same violence? Natalie started to question, who was this man she had married? They had only dated for a year. And what about his friends? The man who had killed his wife was one of Bob's closest friends. If the people he hung out with were capable of this type of violence, what did that say about Bob? Natalie began to fear for her safety and her daughter's. She didn't know what to do. If she tried to leave Bob, it would make him angry. And if he truly were dangerous, what would he do to her or Paige?